Gary, your thoughts on the defeat away to Luton Town today?
Knew it was always going to be tough, you know that, and you respect that by the size of, you know, the club of Luton and in respect to the finances Luton have got and the support they got behind them. It was always going to be tough, and I felt that it's going to be an interesting first 45 minutes, but as much as we just seemed like we were in the game, it was just starting to settle down, and Luton certainly the better side in the first half, comfortably so, and took the deserved lead after 15 minutes from a set play, which was a little bit disappointing from the defensive point of view. And, you know, we seemed like we cleared our head. There was a little spell just after they scored that led two or three chances and some desperate defending. We cleared our lines. And, you know, you keep looking at the big clock and thinking to yourself, can you get the 45 minutes really at 1-0 down? Because, you know, it was quite windy and blustery out there. And I thought that if we're in, you know, 1-0 down at half-time, we're certainly in the game. But, you know, they've got the second goal. We've had two or three chances to clear our lines. We haven't, and all of a sudden, Andre Gray was a problem all afternoon. All credit to him. Very mobile, done very, very well. Had a good shot saved, and all of a sudden, they've gone tuning up. And we had no complaints at half-time in any way or form, but I think the big test of character was, and probably a lot of people, when Luton went tuning up, would have said, like, you know, what's going to happen second half? Like, in respect, how's this Woking team going to respond? And, you know, I think that there was questions there to be answered by everybody, but we came from the first 15 minutes of the second half, and you know, that was the important thing. And then we changed our formation a little bit to, you know, hopefully try and get back in the game, which you've got to try and do. And within 30 seconds of changing our formation, we got back to 2-1. And I must be honest, then for probably a little 15-20 minute spell, it was basically all camped in the Luton half, where they were defending, where the game had changed dramatically in respect to their fans were getting frustrated. I think our supporters were getting behind us in a big way. We were gaining belief, a lot of confidence. We were spraying the ball around, and we looked like a side which was really starting to cause Luton problems, and there was no doubt about that. There was two or three, you know, good balls into the penalty area. A penalty appeal we are disappointed about, we didn't get an important time, but you know, we've got caught on the counter attack, as I say, and that's the situation that when you're playing against quality sides, you've got quality players, and as I say, we're 2-1 down at that time, and Andre Gray, he's done very well, and he was a difference today. You know, even though Luton were the better side in the first half, I would certainly say that we showed a lot of character and played a lot of good football in the second half, and I think that everybody who witnessed it would turn around and say that at 2-1, if there was going to be a goal, there was only one team who was going to score it, but Andre Gray was the difference.